Hello listeners, you're listening to Earth Matters on 3CR, 855 in your dial, 3cr.org.au, streamed online and available via the playback service. I just wanted to start off with a quick acknowledgement to country. I want to acknowledge that we are recording live today from the studio in 3CR, which is on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and just pay our respects to their elders past and present. So my name's Kieran, and I'm joined in the studio today by the crew.
Here we all are. Rare that we get to be in the studio at all, because we often pre-record our shows, and then to be here all together is so wonderful. I'm Mia.
I'm Judith.
I'm Claudia.
And we also have Beck and Hannah on the team, who aren't in, but we'll be hearing from them a little later, which is great.
Yeah, and Judith was a presenter not really that long ago. And we're going to be talking to a few of our past presenters on the show today. So, yeah, it's great the way everyone keeps in touch and everyone's still involved in campaigns and so forth. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun show today.
We are in a fundraising mode, of course.
Right.
It is the Radiothon time of year.
Yep.
That most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, and so much excitement around the studio today. People everywhere.
Buzzing.
Yeah, very crazy today in the studio.
Absolutely buzzing.
And people phoning in.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we have Beck on the line as well.
Oh, wonderful.
You there, Beck?
Hi. Hello.
How you going?
G'day, Beck.
Really great here. I'm in Lismore.
Lismore. Excellent. How is it up there?
I'm happy to be at Radiothon and to be the first dial-in. I'm hoping there's going to be many more dial-ins. Well, they're hauling away the old houses at the protests of the community who are saying, hey, maybe you could leave some of those for community use in Lismore.
It's a bit warmer.
I'll be reporting on the issues from up here, and I just like to encourage everybody to pledge for Radiothon like I'm going to be, because we really do try to pick up on the stories that aren't represented in the mainstream media. We always scan the issue we're going to report to check that it hasn't been on the ABC and it hasn't been in the mainstream media, and that means that we're going to be reporting on it for Earth Matters, and that's why I think it's a great thing to support. It really is independence, and it's independent from corporate interests and industry interests. It doesn't talk about government point of views all the time and that sort of stuff. It talks about what the community people want on the front line and what they need, and that's why I pour my heart and passion into it. And I'm going to put $50.
Wow. Beck, thank you so much. Very generous. And thank you for all of your reporting.
I'm going to hand you over to my friend. He is also actually sometimes works as a gardener, and here he is, Richard Plug.
Hello, Richard.
How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're all very well. We're all very excited. Yeah, and thanks for helping Beck out. I believe the two of you got together and made a special birthday jingle for Radiothon today.
That is correct, yes. I play the drums on it and Beck does the singing. And, yeah, just wanted to wish all the very success to 3CR and Earth Matters and all the other great shows.
Thanks so much. We're going to farewell you guys because we've got a few callers waiting to get on air. But thanks very much, and we're going to play your jingle right now.
You're listening to Community Radio.
3CR. 855 AM.
Actually, a double birthday. We've got 3CR is turning 50 years old and Earth Matters has been on air for 30 years. So Richard and Beck have got together and made a birthday jingle for us to celebrate, which we can play right now.
A happy birthday to Earth Matters. Happy birthday, 30 years. Happy birthday to Earth Matters. We love you from the ground up to our ears.
Alrighty, so if you do want to donate to Earth Matters, which you definitely should, you can do so by heading to the website 3cr.org.au/donate. You can text in on 0488 09 855, or you can give the station a call on 9419 8377. Now, if you miss those numbers, don't worry. I'll read them out again in a few minutes. We'll keep going.
We've got a target of 2,000, I believe, as Earth Matters. So every show gets its target. We want to raise 2,000. So far, we've had some very generous people donate already before we've even gone to air. Amazing. So we've got 248 that we've had and 1,752 to come. I did want to give a shout out. I'm not going to get all these names right, but we've had donations from Domenica and Garahad, Gab, anonymous person, Rye, Lou, Cam, and Emily, all very generous supporters. Thank you so much. And all the listeners who are calling in as we speak and donating further, we appreciate your listening. We appreciate your support. Thank you so much. I believe we have a supporter on the line right now and even an Earth Matters producer of past. Jacob, are you there on line 8?
Hello. Happy birthday, 3CR and Earth Matters.
Hi, Jacob. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
This is Claudia, and I have Judith next to me.
Yeah, hi, Jacob.
Hi, team.
It feels like yesterday we were here in the studio with you.
I know, I miss it. I think it's such a fab show. Just hearing what Beck was saying before about telling stories that aren't heard in the mainstream media, I might hop onto that and say I think Earth Matters is so unique in the sense it's not tied to a billionaire owner. It's not tied to getting clicks for money. It's really just about telling stories that matter to its listeners and to its communities. And I think particularly around climate change, I think recently we've seen this big surge in right-wing populism and a lot of the time hearing the dialogue around net zero. It feels like we're going backwards sometimes, and I think it's really great to have shows like Earth Matters that can inject some truth and some grassroots perspectives, and maybe inspire a little bit of hope as well that we're not all doomed.
Yeah, and I think one of the ways that, you know, we can counteract the doom is by collective action. So it's very therapeutic and healing for communities to come together to participate in things like citizen science and on the ground action. So it's great to have this platform so we can bring communities together and hear what's happening and they can share their stories.
Yeah, and it's great to hear those stories. And you've done some great stories yourself, Jacob.
Yeah, I loved some of the yarns we covered at Earth Matters. I remember partnering with the Loss and Damage Youth Coalition, which is this organization of young people from the Global South who are advocating for more loss and damage funding. Really points to the fact that climate change isn't an issue of tomorrow. It's very much happening today for a lot of those communities. So it was a real privilege, I think, to partner with them and tell some stories from unheard parts of the world.
Thanks so much, Jacob. And I believe you're going to make a pledge today.
Yes, I would love to pledge $50 for the show.
Aww.
And sending my blessings to everyone down in Nam.
Thank you so much, Jacob.
Thank you, my pleasure. Jacob.
And another legend on the line. Do we have Cam on line 9? 9, Cam, are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Cam. How are you today?
I'm very good. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, isn't it? Not very common at the moment, but I really was appreciating the sunshine. Cam, where do you fit into the world? Do you want to share a little bit about your relationship to Earth Matters?
Yes. So I'm the campaign's coordinator, or one of the two coordinators at Friends of the Earth, which is just down the street, literally, from 3CR. We've had a program on 3CR on and off for many years, and I've had many good friends that have been involved with the program, producing the program. And, yes, just love 3CR in general and love Earth Matters in particular.
And thanks very much for your donation. We really appreciate that. Why should people donate today?
Well, if you're interested in environmental issues, which is probably what's happening if you've tuned in for this show, I think it's really important to understand the role that Earth Matters plays. You know, we've heard already about how different voices are given space through programs like Earth Matters. I think just the sheer longevity of the show is amazing. I think it was 1996 when it was set up.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes, we're 30 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is an incredible thing to achieve. Friends of the Earth, we've had multiple shows, but they're hard to sustain. So I think that's just real testament, you know, to hear from Jacob just before about, you know, earlier presenters. Just the longevity of the show is amazing because that builds up wisdom and knowledge within the team. I think the fact you talk about local issues, but into the global space as well, because we are in a global crisis. You know, we can't just talk about what's happening in the Merri Creek. We've got to talk about the Merri Creek in the context of Naam, in the context of Victoria, and so on. The fact it looks at environmental issues through a really strong social justice lens is super important, and particularly listening to aspirations of First Nation people. And then finally, the thing that I think is super important is Earth Matters doesn't just report on the headlines of stories. It actually looks under the hood, it looks at the context, and it explains often how campaigns work. And I think that's really important for giving people hope and for empowering them, because it kind of describes average people doing great things. So I think it's really useful for the voices at platforms, but it's also very useful in terms of what it tells us about effective campaigning.
Thank you, Cam. That's wonderful. A tribute to all the people that we talk to on Earth Matters.
Mm. And 30 years of broadcasting, which is just incredible.
Yeah, it's an amazing
It absolutely
thing.
Is. So congratulations to you all for getting this far and for having, you know, such a great team still churning out really fantastic shows.
Thank you, Cam.
Thank you, Cam. And Cheers. The calls just keep coming. We are going to go straight to Nicola, my mum. Mum, are you there? Hello, mother. Nicola, are you there?
Hi, this is Olive. I think there might have been a mix-up.
Hello, Olive. Oh, my beautiful housemate. How are you this morning, Olive?
I'm well. How are you?
Thank you so much for calling in. We can't keep up with how many people are wanting to show support for Earth Matters this morning. What do you like about us? Why are you calling in to show your support today, Olive?
I mean, I love this show. I think it's really important reporting. I especially liked your recent episode on the campaign to return Lee Point to the Larrakia people. That was a highlight for me and got me really involved in that campaign as well. And I donated to that and kept up with that moving forward. Mm. I'm sure we all feel that it can be difficult to engage in environmental news sometimes, but I think this is a real opportunity to engage in a focused way while also having someone like you and the host of Earth Matters guide us and keep us out of the pits of despair that we might fall into, I think.
Oh, yes, I know but, those.
Yeah, I find that really valuable.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And are you willing to show your support as well through a pledge this morning?
Yeah, if I could, I'd like to give $5 today, but I'd like to make that a monthly recurring donation.
Oh, wow, that's so amazing. Thank you, Olive. And those recurring donations really help to sustain 3CR's work going forward, so that means a lot. Thank you, Olive.
No worries. Thank you all for the work that you do.
Appreciate you. I wanted to know, actually, because Olive gave a shout-out to a favourite recent show of mine about the campaign to return Lee Point to Larrakia people.
I was pretty proud of the mental health impacts of extreme heat. Mm. I thought there were some really interesting findings and information shared by the Doctors for Environment, Dr. Sibel Day. Yeah, it was great. She was very generous with her time and she really drew attention to the way heat, and it doesn't even have to be extreme heat, can really affect all of us, but also people that are at greater risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was some incredible coverage. Judith, I am not as familiar with your work, given that you haven't been around for a year or so, but what's a favourite show that you did in your time?
Well, my favourite is obviously the stories, and I did several stories on seismic blasting in the Otway Basin and the campaigns that were run down there and the fantastic people that were involved, and particularly Yaron Cousins Bundle, Gwich'in Tamara woman, and Whale Dreaming Custodian. And, that was really satisfying.
Mm. They were incredible broadcasts. I think we all remember them. And I'll just pitch in then, because there was another one that Judith did that was quite memorable on mushrooms. Mushroom communication. So that was fascinating and
going to
curious.
Take over the world.
Yeah. And she even had some beautiful mushroom music. And yeah.
Nice. Kieran, I know we're all big fans of your coverage. Did you want to give a shout out to one of the shows that you've done recently that you loved?
Yeah, my probably favourite show was probably the one where I had Aunty Sue from over in...
Googatha Country,
that's
yeah.
the one, yes, yeah. Googatha Country, over on like the far west coast of South Australia. She's doing a lot of great work over there fighting yeah. Southern Launch and just doing a lot of like cultural duties, caring for country over there where they've got this stunted Mallee Forest. It's like the only stunted Mallee Forest in the world as well. So amazing work to try and protect that against Southern Launch. Mm. We do have another caller on the line as well.
Ah, oh, do we now? Is it my mum? Hello, mum? Hello. Yes, we can hear you. Good morning. Oh, how are you this morning?
I'm here. Well, I'm sitting here out on Granite Hill in South Morang. I've heard you talk about Merri Creek. I'm with the Merri Creek Management Committee and we're out in country and we're doing calls to frogs in country. We're out with the roos and learning very specifically about exactly where we are and what we're seeing and about the different flora and fauna. It's really quite a beautiful morning. I'm looking out over the landscape now.
Wow, that sounds incredible and amazing given that last year when we spoke during the Radiothon show, you were on the Walk for Truth with Travis Lovett. So you're out in the yeah. field for us, it seems.
Yeah.
How did that all turn out? I wanted to give you a chance to just share with the Walk for Truth.
Oh, the Walk for Truth. Well, I also this year joined parts of the Walk, but most important for the National Walk for Truth with Travis Lovett, one of the previous commissioners of the Yurok Justice Commission. An amazing walk where we ended about a week and a half ago, I think, where we ended in on the steps of Parliament House. Not sure right up until the very last moment whether the PM or Albanese would come down and meet us, but he did. He had a very warm and lengthy exchange with Travis, and Travis was able to hand over the open letter calling on Albanese to honour a truth-telling, a national truth-telling process.
Yeah, and amazing.
Each of the elders along the way who'd given message sticks were able to hand those over and hand the mantle of responsibility to Albanese about what that means.
Yeah, so, incredible. Well, yeah. That sounds like an amazing thing to be part of. We are a little short on time because we've got a lot of people wanting to show their support for Earth Matters this morning, which is wonderful. No, thank you for sharing. And I just wanted to give you a quick chance to share. Is there anything that you particularly appreciate about our Earth Matters coverage? And also, are you willing to give a pledge today?
Yes, look, Earth Matters coverage, just seeing that you, hearing that you've been on air for 30 years, fantastic result. I know that 3CR has been on for 50 years. What a milestone. Mm. I worked in public radio back in the early 80s, so I really understand the importance of having radiothons and community radio offering alternative views is really important. Mm. 50 years, I'm giving $50.
Oh, how's amazing. Thank you so much, Mum. That's so generous. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Nicola.
To talk to you all. Okay, bye now. Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity and the continued support that 3CR has provided, not only me, but multiple commissioners have been on the channel as well. So again, you know, just a big shout out to you as well, providing us an opportunity and a further platform to be able to spread the true lived experiences of First Peoples in the state of Victoria, not just the traumas that our people have been through, but the strength, the resistance and the contributions that our people have made. So I hope that, you know, the support comes your way as well, because you've been a big support for us as well. So
Thank you so much,
in
Travis.
In my language, we say Wuruk, which means for now. We never say goodbye. Wuruk.
Wuruk, Travis. Thank you so much.
So that was a shout-out from Travis Lovett, and we've got another one from the Bob Brown Foundation.
Hi, my name's Colette Harmson. I'm an environmental activist, and I want to help support Earth Matters on 3CR. Earth Matters is a weekly radio podcast in Nam, Melbourne, that discusses topical issues on the environment, and it's been going for half a century, as have I. The podcast is raising money to stay running, and you can donate to the June Radiothon on the 3CR website, 3cr.org.au. Keep fighting the good fight.
Edwin.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Wondered if I'd been patched through.
And can you believe that it's 30 years? It's the 30th anniversary of Earth Matters.
I can and I can't. You know, it's one of those things which feels like such an institution. So, yep, 30 years makes sense. But, you know, the being part of the team and all the constant fresh reporting, it feels like such a young and growing and continuing thing. So, yeah, it's a bit of a shock.
Edwin, when were you on the show? Can you tell us a little bit about your time here, just very briefly?
Of course, yeah. I was on the show for a couple of years, sort of around COVID sort of times, and covering a mix of things, a lot of Victoria anti-logging efforts, a couple of First Nations campaigns, and yeah, just a mix of stuff that the show, obviously Earth Matters as a show, really allows that freedom of looking at social and environmental stuff.
Thanks so much for sharing. And I believe you're willing to make a pledge today.
Yeah. Look, I'm going for $100. I think the show, I absolutely appreciate the work you guys are doing, running radiothons like this.
Oh, gee, that's very generous of you. Thank you so much.
Of course.
We're going to have to jump off now. We've got a couple of other callers on the line. And we're going to go to one of those right now. Who's up next,
Kieran? Yeah, we should have Jordan on the line. Are you there, Jordan?
G'day, yep, I'm here.
Jordan, how are you? It's Claudia here. We're very pleased to have you. Jordan, perhaps you can introduce yourself.
Yep, my name's Jordan Crook. I'm a conservationist with the Victorian National Parks Association.
Oh, thanks very much. And can you tell us why you believe 3CR and community radio is so important to support?
Yeah, well, how long's a piece of string, really? community radio, well, for Melbourne, it's the heartbeat of it. It's 3CR or Triple R or PBS or even out my way we got 3MDR. It's where you can, you know, learn to speak your truth and get the word out about important things like your show does.
Thanks very much. That's really great to have that backing. And do you have a favourite show? I know that I spoke to Ben Gill from your organisation about the snow gums at Mount Macedon recently. I believe that was well received at your organisation.
Yeah, absolutely. That show was great because it gave the locals perspectives as well as Ben and the VMPA and the other groups involved. And it gave the time that the issue needed. It was a bit complicated in parts. So that's another important thing about community radio. It goes into detail where, you know, you can work and work and work to try and get on the commercial stations and get 10 seconds if you're lucky.
Yeah, that's so true.
And I believe you've recently subscribed to 3CR.
I have, yeah. I normally subscribe to Uncle Robbie Thorpe's shows. Well, it used to be Fire First. So, yeah, I subscribe to one of the community radio stations every year.
Thank you very much. It's been great talking to you, and have a great Sunday.
You too. Good luck.
Thank you. And we're just going to run by those numbers again for people calling in. The talkback number is 03-9419-0155. And, of course, you can donate online, 3cr.org.au. Any time you like. So please keep calling and donating.
Well, we have one last call, I think, just before we have to wrap up. Do we have Hannah there? Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
Oh, good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
Hannah, how where do you fit in? Do you want to tell us a little about yourself for those who don't know?
Yeah, I just joined the Earth Matters crew. I'm Woo-hoo. So excited.
We're so excited.
I'm sad I can't be in the studio with you guys today, but I'm listening from work with a bit of FOMO.
Hannah's our newest member of the team and has already made a huge contribution, so it's so great you're able to get through the phone lines.
Of course, I had to run out and say hi to you guys.
And did you want to give a little message to our listeners? We're nearly at the end of our show, but just a last push for those who might be thinking about donating. Why should they do so?
Yes, listeners, we have 4 minutes left of the show. Donate to Earth Matters. It's been on for 30 years, telling amazing environmental and social justice stories. And, you know, for another 30 years of Earth Matters and 50 years of 3CR.
Yes, may 3CR and Earth Matters live long and keep doing our work until the last environmental fight is won.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in, Hannah. Great to hear from
you. Thanks so much. You too.
We're going to have to wrap up very shortly, but just a couple of thank yous. We've had Colin Milne from Tasmania donate $25. We've had my daughter, Jessica Craig, who's currently living in an eco-village in Portugal.
Oh, la la.
$10.
Thank you, Jessica.
And Jim Craig, $100. Nice. So, yeah, thank you. And thanks to all our listeners. Yeah, we'll catch you next week on Earth Matters. Keep listening.
And don't forget, we're about to wrap up, but you can still continue to donate to Earth Matters and 3CR later today or later in the week or later in the month, whenever you have the opportunity to.
Pledge now, pay later. Did you know that you can pledge your support to 3CR Radio Fund now and pay up later? Call the station during business hours on 9419 8377 and tell us what you'd like to donate and then pay your donation later.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
Did you know that 3CR first went to air in 1976? That's right, we're turning 50 this year.
On behalf of 3CR staff and committee, I have much pleasure in welcoming 3CR listeners and friends here at the station to 3CR's official opening. 3CR Community Radio Melbourne is Australia's first community radio station owned and operated by a federation of community organisations, 95 in all. 3CR has arisen out of the experience and need of groups and individuals in Melbourne, people who have and are fighting against mistreatment or neglect by the mass media, people who have, by and large, been denied effective access to the media.
You're listening to 3CR, 50 years of radical radio.
CR 50 years. Oh wow. Happy birthday, dear 3CR. May you have many more spins around the moon.
We're talking about ecological thinning and subsidised logging, but we basically mean the same things, don't we, here?
Wherever there are chemical corporations around the world, they're constantly trying to chip away at regulations.
Earth Matters, bringing you environmental and social justice stories, from developments in government and industry to the campaigns and communities that are standing up to them. Earth Matters plays at 11 a.m. Sunday and 6:30 a.m. Wednesday. Turn your dial to 855 a.m. or listen online at 3cr.org.au.
While the headlines have subsided, the nuclear power plant is still not under control, with the spent fuel rods removed from only one out of four reactors.
Law needs to change so that our rights can be recognised, so that decisions in relation to the use and exploitation of our lands is ours.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.